Entrepreneur Weekly interviews the brilliant leaders of today in order to provide a stepping stone of wisdom on the journey to personal business ownership. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
Calling all entrepreneurs, are you ready to be healthy? It's time. You're killing yourself. It is time to pay attention because you need to know about Juice Press. Not because they got good juice, but they do. And not because they've grown from 4 retail locations to more than 80. That's 1,900% growth. But because you are going to die prematurely because of the lifestyle that we entrepreneurs accept as the norm. And it's not the norm. And so my guest today is a guy named Michael Karsh. He's the CEO of Juice Press. And here is a man. He is the founder of a hedge fund, KCM Consulting, which he sold back in 2013 with $1.8 billion in assets. And today, he's running a juice company. But it's more than juice, isn't it, Michael? It's really a lifestyle. It's healthy. It's living for the future. It's waking up to the way that we are killing ourselves slowly by the entrepreneurial lifestyle that we love so much. But it's almost like a blind spot. You know when you're driving a car and you got a blind spot and you accidentally change lanes into somebody? It's like, oh, I didn't see you. Well, this is a wake-up call. This is the, oh, I didn't see you. Yes, you did, because I'm telling you right now, we are all killing ourselves because we are not paying attention to what we're putting in our mouths and our bodies. And this is my wake-up call. This is my calling all angels. I don't know, whatever you want to say. Calling all entrepreneurs to wake up for a couple of minutes, because I'm 58 years old, CEO of Juice Press, Michael Karsh, 50 years old. I want to know what the tipping point for you was, Michael, when you decided, I've got to do something. I've got to change my lifestyle. What was that tipping point? And we're going to talk all about this for the next 30 minutes.
The first tipping point was when I turned 40 years old and I went to a doctor's appointment for like a longer than usual checkup because it was a milestone birthday. And the doctor told me that I'm the kind of guy that could, at 50, have a heart attack on the basketball court, and people wouldn't understand why, because you look like you're in shape.
Right.
But in reality, because of mostly family history, cholesterol's high, arteries, you know, not as good as they should be. And if you don't change your diet and change the way you go about certain things, you're not going to have the longevity you think. So that was the first wake-up call. It was, I appreciate how much candor the doctor showed me.
Yeah.
I'd like to believe he was doing it more alarmist than real, but it got his message through in a very clear way to me. And I can still remember being at my 40th birthday party, thinking about what the doctor said and even eating differently there. But so that was the first point. And then the next point was that I then set up trying to eat better and work out more. But I had a wake-up call when I met the founder of Juice Press. He had, at the time, 4 stores. And he started explaining to me what healthy food really meant. He started to explain to me unprocessed and raw and thinking about food not only as what you what you leave out of your system, but potentially what good you put in your system.
Right.
And I really had always thought of food as something that was a base need or to satisfy my own
pleasure.
My own pleasure. And considering I was naturally skinny, I felt like that was okay until my 40th birthday. And he, when he started explaining to me, I started to look at like what I thought healthy food to become after this realization. And to me, healthy was drinking Snapple because it was made from the best stuff on earth.
Right.
And my greatest dad, clearly the greatest dad of all time.
Oh my God.
And,
right.
And also I was, eating pizza without the cheese on and thinking that that was doing something.
Oh, that's good for you. Right?
This guy woke me up. And I started to try to eat the right way. And it was a process in terms of, I found that it took a while for my brain to reshape like a craving from pure decadence to craving foods that were healthy, craving blueberries, craving apples. And it took a while to get there, and I didn't hold myself to an absolute standard. I think a lot of people hold themselves to a standard. We have to be too quick.
All right. Hold on. This is too good. Now, I know a lot of people are going, yep, been there, know that, understand that. This is an important show for us entrepreneurs and for you, any workaday Joe out there, workaday Sally. We have to wake up to this. We're going to spend a few more minutes talking about this health thing, and maybe you can help wake people up with me right now. We're going to take a little break. It's Entrepreneur Weekly, and we'll be right back. Stay with us.
Listening to Entrepreneur Weekly. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
Stop killing yourself. You know, I mean, seriously. And here, I feel like a hypocrite because I yo-yo up and down and up and down on weight. But Michael Karsh is here. He's the CEO of Juice Press. 1,900% growth with his company, juicepress.com. You can find it on the web. But they have stores all around. They have more than 80 stores. They want to have up to 100, I think, by the end of 2018, which is pretty aggressive, Michael. But let me just come back to for a moment. You talked about how we have to retrain our brain. And it takes a while. But I want to just lay it back on you. We got to retrain our brain. Continue.
Great. So I retrained my brain. It wasn't purposeful. I wouldn't say it was anything brilliant. I would say that there was partially this impediment, which we sometimes listen to our doctors and sometimes don't. And, you know, sometimes we have a motivation, like, which is a good one, like family or somebody who really loves us, believes in us. But in my case, I had those, but what really helped me was that I didn't hold myself to a pressure, to a standard, to a timeline. I just decided that I will get myself involved and do something every day that moves towards this a better lifestyle from an eating perspective, and hopefully over time it will increase market share, so to speak, in my stomach. And what I found was absolutely just a natural occurrence, which over months I just started to crave better tasting food, healthier food, less processed food, and my body started to reject the more artificial products.
Oddly enough, what you're describing, and you said it right, better tasting food. I'll tell you why. Because I was never the guy, you know, I was always, here, I'll back up. I was always the guy that would eat the big, greasy, juicy bacon cheeseburger with six burgers and 12 pieces of cheese and a half a pound of bacon. And I have grease in my hair. But nowadays, I'm like, hey, you got some cucumber? And it tastes better to me. And it is better to me. So you said it wrong, kind of, but you actually said it right, because now I'm craving, and my cravings are for the better thing to nourish my body, which actually nourishes my mind better as well, and everything seems to function better. So can you, for a moment, I'm going to stop you, and I want to ask you, tell the world, what does Juice Press do? What is so special about it? And do that in 2 minutes, because I got another break.
What Juice Press, or JP, does is provide the best grab-and-go wellness platform in the country in grab-and-go foods. So in other words, when you come to our store, you know, we'll sell 1 million soups this year. We'll sell 3 million made-to-order smoothies. We'll sell 500,000 made-to-order Asahi bowls. We'll sell 250,000 bags of popcorn. We'll sell same amount of kale chips. We'll sell 200,000 dark chocolates. We sell our own probiotics. Mm. And what's different about us, it's all of our own brand. Mm. Everything, it's like walking into J. Crew in the old days when J. Crew was on top of its game. Everything has been either made by us or approved by us, but always designed by us. You can't find our products essentially in any other locations but ours. Mm.
It's so funny as you were saying all those things because of where my brain is at. My brain is actually craving what you're saying. Last night I was at the San Francisco airport and I'm walking around going, what can I eat? Do you have any brown rice? No, no brown rice. And I'm like, oh. Right. So I turn around and the guy was mad at me because he didn't have brown rice. So what? I'm walking away from you. I went over and I found some pho. I don't know what. P-H-O? Pho? I don't know. Whatever you call it.
Mm-hmm.
And then
that's
they put like,
yeah.
Yeah, whatever it is. And they put all these noodles in it. So I sent a picture to the gal that's helping me with this diet I'm doing. I got to have a coach. I can't help it. But I couldn't believe it. So it's like half of the thing was noodles. So I just drank the broth, you know, and I thought, this is okay, a little chicken, a little broth. But it did say, you know, free-range chicken. And I'm thinking to myself, it is so hard to eat out there on the road. But these are the solutions. This guy right here, Michael Karsh, he's the CEO of Juice Press, juicepress.com. We're going to talk about franchising and all that and partnering up with great brands. But getting healthy, people, it is crucial to our lives. We'll be right back.
Sad girl. Stay tuned. There's more Entrepreneur Weekly after these messages. Discover unstoppable industry influencers who celebrate disruptive thinking and game-changing business strategies on Entrepreneur Weekly. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
Talking with Michael Karsh, CEO of Juice Press. You've probably seen him at some of the casinos in Vegas, maybe in New York. I don't know. He's got 80 stores, and I'm thinking I need to be one of his franchisees. So, Michael, welcome back to the show. If I want to be a franchise, what do I do?
There is no franchise at this time.
What?
We are... We have partners, and the partners, we pay for the store opening, or they would subsidize because they want to be partners with us.
Like partners
opening.
Like who? Give me an example.
Sure. Well, we are partners with Equinox. So we have a number of stores with the largest food and beverage operator inside of Equinox, which is the largest premium gym in the country. Hmm. We are partners with SoulCycle in several of their studios.
Wow.
We are partners with MGM Hotels inside the Bellagio Hotel.
Wow.
We are partners with Adidas inside the Adidas flagship store. And we have a line of nutrition products with Adidas.
Fantastic.
Which has just been rolling out this past month. We are partners with Whole Foods / Amazon.
Damn.
Where we are opening stores. We are actually opening in the largest largest Whole Foods in the country from a volume standpoint next week.
Hmm. Man, well, so first of all, I hate you because this is what I would do. This is what I would do right here. In my brain, before I even did the interview on the road, I'm traveling to New York, San Francisco, and then I'm leaving today for Las Vegas, and then I got to go to LA and. You know,
check out our store in the Bellagio.
I'm going to go over there. I'm going to take my wife over there. She's already there waiting for me. The point is,
awesome.
This is what I want to go into this lifestyle because you know what? I am helping people live longer in that case. You are doing it. I am not.
So, yeah.
Now I have to put a hot dog stand downstairs and it's your fault. I could put your store in there. Anyway, the experts, I understand, said this whole concept was impossible, yet
yes.
1,900% growth in the last 5 years and with no franchise. Unbelievable, man. Unbelievable.
Thank you. People have not believed and believed at the same time, depending on the time and purpose. I think the part that people questioned was that the product was so fresh and that we keep the shelf life so short to maximize freshness. That people questioned that you could possibly scale this business.
Mm.
And that's what I've been proving people wrong about. We use that doubt as fuel in order to figure out how to reconfigure the business to thread that needle where it's both scalable and providing maximum nutrients, maximum freshness for our company, for our customers. And I think that's what's allowed us to have such great partners, because we're the people who cracked that code. And I won't say which entrepreneur, but let's just say arguably the most successful entrepreneur slash executive in the grab and go business, who is an amazing person and gave me great advice, said to me, "You're doing great, but you'll never be able to scale this business." And I was both depressed and offended at the same time, and took it as a challenge. This person, I felt, was probably right, but that just meant I had to think out of the box and reconfigure the business. And that was one of the greatest things somebody told me, because it was true at the time, but it's not true now.
Right.
And so I think if that person had not been so honest with me, I'm not sure I would have had the fuel and the necessity to create the business to where it's going now.
Hmm. Now, here's what I'm thinking, is that this has got to be a hard business, since it's majority of its business, or maybe all of it, you can answer this for me, is brick and mortar. So, I mean, is there an online component to this at all, or is it just,
right.
I don't know.
Right. There will, I mean, the way I viewed it was that our 80 plus stores are profitable Nike towns, so to speak. They're showcasing a brand to, you know, to incredible influencers, and where we can't open stores, we'll be able to create internet related products or wholesalable products, and that will create scale. And we have had a lot of major companies who want to be in the wholesale business with us to utilize our brand equity and our reputation, and we're selectively considering that. Hmm. Adidas is one such partner where, you know, we're the first nutrition partner of Adidas. You know, the fact that they were willing to give us an equal amount of space on the label of us and them to create lifestyle and workout related products says a tremendous amount. And there's a lot of partners of that general ilk that want to follow Adidas in that route.
Well, I have more questions for you. I normally let people go at this point and say, thank you very much. You've done a great job, but you have not yet gotten to the meat, because I'm so interested personally. The meat is, I want to know the mistakes you made along the way and the learnings of those. And then you got to be the professor and teach. See? This is where the brain food comes in. We'll take a little break, come back with more of Michael Karsh, CEO of Juice Press, juicepress.com. 1900% growth in the health and wellness bricks and mortar company known as Juice Press from a hedge fund guy. How does he know what the hell he's doing? We'll take a break and be right back. Whether you have a great idea you want to launch or a business you're running that you want to grow, Woman Entrepreneur's powerful Build Like a Woman curriculum of online courses gives you all the tools you need to take your business to the next level. From digital self-paced courses, virtual coaching sessions, and webinars with experts, we power the entire journey, arming women entrepreneurs and leaders with what they need to start, grow, and flourish. Get started today. It's free to start. Enroll now at entrepreneur.com/courses. Again, that's entrepreneur.com/courses. Ooga chaka, ooga, ooga, ooga chaka, ooga, ooga, ooga chaka, ooga, ooga, ooga chaka, ooga, ooga. I can't stop this.
You're listening to Entrepreneur Weekly. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
You know, it's fun when I meet somebody that completely pulls the parachute and, like, is lands in the jungle. That's why I like the ooga chugga, ooga chugga, because he lands in the jungle of business. I mean, but listen, this guy, Michael Karsh, CEO of Juice Press, he was running a hedge fund that had it's like almost $2 billion in assets. And then he gets out and he's now doing this health food brand, Juice Press. He doesn't know what the hell he's doing. I love that. And the expert said, that isn't going to work. But here's, Michael, the thing with the experts are, you know, a bumblebee, supposedly the wings are too small. They're physically too small for the bumblebee to fly. And the bumblebee doesn't know that. So it flaps its wings, its little itty bitty wings, twice, three times as fast. And there it goes. And you're like, look at that big bomber. The experts said the bumblebee shouldn't fly because the wings are too small. The experts said Michael Karsh is not going to make Juice Press work. 1900% growth proves that they're wrong. Whole Foods, SoulCycle, Equinox, US Open, Adidas all say those experts are wrong. But I got to tell you, man, what a freaking bold move to do something that is so hard in a digital world that today everything is online and everything you can have delivered to your house with a drone. Your world is not that way. It's bricks and mortar. I mean, you kind of went the way everybody else was going away from, but you did it because it has a soul. And that's what's good about it. And people will go the extra mile to get your product, pay the extra buck. I think I paid $8 or something for, and I looked at it, I was like, $8, it better be good. And I drank it. I'm like, hey, that's pretty good. So, but the point is that, you know, yeah. I mean, people will pay extra if they know that this is what is good for them and will help them to live longer and feel better and be better.
Yes.
And I think, you know, man, you took such a wild shot. I got to first of all say on the air, congratulations, man. What an amazing thing you've done. And the fact that you're not franchising this thing and you're owning all these stores. Do you have investors? Do you have a board of directors? What the hell? Do they think you're crazy? Are you another Elon Musk? Are you crazy? You've been smoking pot on, you know, what are you doing? You know, it's like, honestly, on paper, it doesn't look like it would work. But on paper, forget about the paper. You made it work. Gotta love it.
Well, first of all, entrepreneurship is a blur between being crazy and crazy like a fox or being crazy and then figuring out how to be a fox.
That's right. It's true.
You know, when I started my own hedge fund, I only had 5 years experience out of business school. And I passed up being a partner at some really great firms. And I don't know why I thought I'd be able to raise money. And somehow I did. I'll never know whether it was luck or skill or combo. It's probably always a combo. And then once I was given that opportunity with $100 million under management, I did really well. And then I kept getting more and more investors until at one point it was above $3 billion under management. And yeah, I made money for every investor in that business. But going forward to Juice Press and to JP, I don't know whether I made a mistake or not made a mistake. You know, you asked about mistakes before, and the reality is only in hindsight will I maybe know. And either way, is the path I chose, and I'm plowing forward and just have a mentality that I'm going to look at the business in every different angle and be relentless until it works. Mm-hmm. And that's why I keep reinventing the business and keep experimenting. And I think that's really showing up and why our corporate partners have wanted to be our partners and why our customers feel there's something special and different about us. And I love that. I love that feeling of continuously being relentless in every aspect of the business, R&D, distribution, production, marketing. It's a constant mm-hmm. effort in a good way.
Well, you know what?
You're
a transformational leader, and you're an inspirational leader because you take whatever happens along the way, and it's kind of like that saying, all things work together. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And that's really what it boils down to, because all things bad work for good in that case. Even the bad things are part of the ingredient of what you actually needed to see to be able to go, you know what? Gosh, we should be doing this. But had you not done that thing that was perhaps called stupid by some, you would have never got to where you are. But it's inspiring, actually, because not many people get to experience this. But I have a question. Was there one thing that you look back at and go, wow, now that was boneheaded? Have you had any of those yet? You know?
Oh, I definitely have said over time that there's some boneheaded decisions. For example, hire somebody with such significant optimism, and then within 2 weeks, you realize, oh my gosh, I made a big mistake here. And wow, we have to own that mistake.
Right.
But, you know, somebody once said to me, big boys, or should, you know, just because I'm a boy, but like it could be any gender, big boys make big mistakes. And
yeah.
So, you know, if I'm aiming high and thinking I can be big, you know, then I got to accept that I'm going to make big mistakes.
Yeah.
And a lot of these things are just how you deal with it. But I have this one story that I always come back to, and it reminds me of entrepreneurship, which is that when I first got out of college, I used to go to Aubonpont across the street from my office. And at the time, you know, I was 22 years old. There was a fishbowl where you win $50 gift card if they pick your card out of the fishbowl. And I went back to my office and I got a phone call from somebody who said it was Aubonpont. And it was funny enough, it was one of my best friends from college who happened to see my business card in the fishbowl. And so several of my friends, to play a joke on me, one of them had a secretary, and they called me and said, Mr. Kirsch, you won this gift card. So I was so excited. I brought like several people from the office, some of my friends, you know, at the time we were just out of college. We were happy to get anything.
Right.
I was so excited. And as I was saying to the manager that I had won the $50 and I'm here to collect, I just realized I had been had. I don't know how, but I just felt that instinct of like, oh my gosh, like somebody pulled a joke on me here.
Right.
And I said to the manager, I said, listen, this is very embarrassing, and this is not my fault. It's Aubonpont's fault. They shouldn't have run a contest with an open fishbowl. I'm a good customer, and you're merely making me feel bad that I invited all my friends, and now you're telling me that it was all made up, and somebody took advantage of me in terms of making me feel bad.
Right.
And they gave me the $50.
Oh, that's awesome.
And so it reminds me of entrepreneurship, you know,
right.
In terms of like you could turn a bad into a good.
That's
you can
right.
Look stupid and end up on top.
You got to turn on a dime sometimes and turn a negative into a positive. That's awesome. All right, when we come back, Professor Kirsch is going to be on the line with us, a whole different person. He's going to teach what he can about entrepreneurship-ism, and hopefully you guys will stay with us. It's too legit to quit. MC Hammer, we'll be right back. Because you don't want none. I hustle for my muscle, and you look bleak, son. Yeah, I'm going for all that I can get. Kicking it at the top because I'm too legit to quit.
There's more Entrepreneur Weekly after these messages.
Are you ready? Let's do it one time!
You're listening to Entrepreneur Weekly. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
Well, I'm having fun today with Michael Kirsch. He's the CEO of Juice Press. Boy, tip of the hat, 1,900% growth since he took over there. 4 retail locations to more than 80 stores now. And he expects to have more than 100 Juice Press stores opened by the end of this year. I wish he would, sell me a franchise because that would make one less you'd have to worry about. All right, so now it's time that you've taken all these years of your life in the stock business world to the health food world, health and wellness, to the, you know, the bricks and mortar stores instead of going into the internet, the interwebs like everybody else is doing. Mm-hmm. Give us, you know, for entrepreneurs that are thinking about making a change, you took a drastic left. You did like a U-turn. You literally didn't take a left turn. You did a U-turn because, think of the difference between where you were 10 years ago and where you are today. OMG.
Yep.
So, advice for entrepreneurs thinking about doing something like this?
First one would be, it really depends on what is your current situation in terms of your business and what is your family situation. I think those are very important. I think if you have a really good job you may underappreciate that really good job in terms of the security it provides and what it, positive implications it has for your family, if you have one, et cetera. And the other one, again, is in itself. It's just having, do you have a family, do you not? And but the reason why I'm saying these things is because entrepreneurship is alluring, and it's extremely gratifying when it works, but it's an emotional roller coaster, and it is very difficult to actually see beforehand in almost every case what all the nuances are of a company, and being able to see the angles in order to understand the probability of your success. If you are going to take that leap of faith and you've really done it, I first, again, would say before you do it, assume you're going to do it, but take months while you're still, you know, doing whatever you're currently doing and investigate and test. Don't just blindly jump out of the airplane. There's time to take your time and just look at it from many angles and talk to people.
Right.
After that, I would say there's a couple basic things. Just know that you can't possibly, unless you're replicating exactly what you're doing currently and just doing it on your own, there's always there's so many things that you just didn't realize go into that business that you need to just accept the fact that you're going to be surprised and leave yourself a cushion for those things. You also, you know, you should really become a better listener. Mm-hmm. A person who is an entrepreneur needs to be almost like a dual personality. You need to be very convicted in your success, but extremely humble and able to listen and avoid people who are only going to tell you how great you are. You want to be supported by people who have unconditional belief in you and unconditional love for you when possible, but you don't want those people to be the people who are listening to your business ideas and just giving you feedback, which is to reinforce how great you are.
Right.
You need to want to hear what they're telling you and listening to the merits of it.
You know, and I've heard before that, you know, even though your mother loves you, you know your mother loves you. You know, sometimes she doesn't know about your business. And so when you go and, what do you think, Mom? What do you think about this idea? A friend of mine told me he was going to start an internet company. And his mother says, no, honey, no, you don't want that internet thing. It's not going to last very long. I'm telling you. Yeah. He didn't listen to his mom, sold his company for $100 million. Sometimes you don't listen to the ones that love you. You listen to the people that have been there and done that, like Michael Karsh. We're going to take one more segment with you because I want to know a little bit about health food and what it really is. You've done all the research. You've been there. You've done that. You know. We'll be right back. It's Entrepreneur Weekly. Stay with us.
Stay tuned. There's more Entrepreneur Weekly after these messages. Discover unstoppable industry influencers who celebrate disruptive thinking and game-changing business strategies on Entrepreneur Weekly. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
Michael Karsh is one of those guys. Yes, he decided to heck with the internet. I'm going back to brick and mortar. You guys are leaving all these spaces open. I'm going to rent a few of them, put some special juices out. People are going to buy it. All right, I'm playing with you, Michael. You know what? I'm curious because I'm going to take my own advice, like I just said a minute ago. I have so many people telling me this is healthy and that is healthy and this is health food and this is vegan. Mm-hmm. And that's so the question is, who do we believe? Who do we, you know, I mean, what are you eating every day, Mr. Entrepreneur Man that's got 80 stores, probably got stress? Do you have any hair left? I mean, 80 stores?
I have a lot of gray hair.
Yeah, well, that's because you're old, but I have gray hair too. The thing is that, you know, I'm in that place where I want to trust somebody. So Obviously, after the hour we spent together, Juice Press, I trust Juice Press because I've been talking to you, you know, even during the commercial breaks and what have you. I've listened to your trial and error and how you've had to learn, and your desire is pure. It's pure of heart. And people love to follow a man or a woman with a pure heart. And so for me, you won me over to the fact that you want to have the best product, so much so that you're not willing to even sacrifice anything to have franchises. You want to make sure you do it right. The best of brand, the best of quality. You've done what the experts said couldn't be done. So what makes Juice Press so different than all the other stuff that everybody else says is so good? Like Snapple says, made of the best stuff on earth. It's a bunch of BS, and we all know it. But what makes you so? What makes your product so much better?
Firstly, we have a very strict level of due diligence that we do in terms of ingredients. So a lot of it's what we leave out rather than what we put in. We are big believers in plants. We do believe that plants, especially ones that are organic when possible, that is the best life source. We think that plants are a major source of nutrients and a very viable source of protein, despite what some people think. And we like the efficiency of plants, that, in other words, we're basically getting photosynthesis. We're getting sunlight directly into our bodies via the plant, the life force. So in terms of what I eat every day, I eat, 50 blueberries, let's say, every morning.
I had a blueberry smoothie. Thank you. I'm tracking with you. Keep going.
Right. So, well, I eat the actual blueberries, yep. But we do have a smoothie called Effing Genius, which is one of our top sellers. And in terms of, we do not put in, besides, of course, there's no artificial ingredients, no processed ingredients. We have a higher standard. Like, we don't believe in most types of sugars, any kind of added oils. We're very, very cautious in that regard. Many of our products are uncooked, but not all. And we are constantly experimenting and looking at the newest trending plants as the research comes about. Right now, our number one selling smoothie is actually made from blue-green algae. Fall in love with the color. And what they actually find out is that the beautiful blue is from this blue-green algae, spirulina.
Yeah.
And so not only are we creating this incredible aesthetic, which tastes great, but that actual blue color is an extraordinarily nutritious water-based plant. But in terms of there's so many shortcuts in nutrition, and there's so much effort being spent on people writing things and bottling things and packaging things in a way to fool the consumer.
Let me ask you right there.
Yeah.
Are you doing any blogging or anything? Because I only got like 35 seconds. How can people better connect with you through the research you're
doing?
Our website.
Our website is very comprehensive. I'd love you to see it. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook. We're going to be everywhere eventually, so you're going to see us in your neighborhood.
I will buy the first franchise when you go ready.
Thank you for that confidence.
JuicePress.com, Michael Karsh. Dude, I salute you. Great job.
Thank you so much. What a great hour. Appreciate it.
All right. Well, please, everybody, don't, just stop it. Stop killing yourself. Go to a Juice Press somewhere near you. Look them up online. Start eating healthy. I want to meet you someday. I want to have you on my show. Not just you, everybody listening. You too, though. I do want to meet you. Anyway, that's it for me this week.
Great.
We'll see you guys all next week.
This program is copyrighted by Entrepreneur Media Incorporated.